You know, we've been talking about all show the lockdown. That's what it is. Ontario is now under a lockdown starting Wednesday. They're moving schools online for at least 2 weeks, temporarily closing indoor dining and gyms and pausing non-urgent medical procedures as it faces record high case counts. Let me summarize it here for you. Ontario Premier Doug Ford explained today that Omicron threats to overwhelm the province's healthcare system. The new restrictions include indoor dining at restaurants and bars closed, social gathering limits reduced from 5 people indoors and 10 people outdoors, retail stores, malls, public libraries, and personal care services slashed to 50% capacity, capacity at weddings, funerals, and religious services, 50% capacity of the room, employees where they can must work remotely, gyms and other indoor recreational facilities closed, and museums, galleries, zoos, science center, historic facilities all are also closed as well. New measures will come into effect Wednesday at 12:01 a.m. And Premier Ford said there was no choice but to put these measures in ASAP. But he says these decisions aren't without the costs. Listen to what he had to say.
I understand these costs are significant and the hardship of these decisions are not shared equally. That's why we're introducing expanded supports for small businesses. And it's why I've asked Minister Bethenfalvy to continue working on fast-tracking more supports for businesses that have already shouldered so much of this pandemic.
And to join me to react to this, I want to bring on Dan Kelly. He's the president and CEO of the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. Dan, thank you for joining me.
Good to be with you.
Okay, so when you hear the list of restrictions today, let's talk about those, and then we'll talk about maybe the supports. But what was your initial reaction when you saw this list of lockdown measures reinstated on the province?
This is absolutely devastating. There's no two ways about this. This will lead to the closure and financial ruin of thousands and thousands of people.
Tell me a bit more about that, because we're talking here about businesses that have had to weather the storm in different waves, patterns with varying and reduced supports throughout the last 2 years. This particular wave, we know at least is the underlined word, at least 21 days. Talk to me about how devastating this might be for some businesses and for some of the folks you represent.
Well, look, we've you know, the 2 weeks to flatten the curve that was announced in March of 2020 has already turned into nearly 2 years to flatten the curve. And sadly, we're kind of back to square one for a lot of these businesses. These business restrictions, despite vaccinations, despite vaccine passports, despite all the public health measures that have been put in place, we're kind of back where we were. These businesses, unlike March of 2020, though, are already desperately weakened. The average small firm has taken on $190,000 in COVID-related debt. That's debt that they didn't have at the beginning of the pandemic that they've had to take on just to go get through it. They are, you know, they have massive amounts of back bills for absolutely everything. Only a third of Ontario businesses had seen their revenues recover to pre-pandemic levels, and this was even before Omicron. So now with further restrictions and more customers that are going to be prevented from visiting these businesses and with the absence of any financial support from the province, you know, many businesses are just going to throw in the towel. We're hearing from an increasing number already that are asking to whom do they turn in the keys of to their business because they're done. We already were predicting prior to Omicron, 180,000 businesses to permanently close. That's one in six small firms gone forever. And I suspect that number is going to be worse now.
Talk to me about financial supports. You heard in that clip with Premier Ford saying he's asked the minister to explore in haste what these supports could look like. What do these supports need to look like in your mind, given the scope and the scale of this lockdown?
Well, remember, before Christmas, there was an announcement of a bunch of restrictions, 50% capacity restrictions for retail, et cetera. And even then, they talked about expanding supports, but that meant that they were going to design new programs to provide property tax relief and energy cost relief that they'd say more about in January. Well, business owners are closing on Wednesday, and they're closing for at least 3 more weeks in hospitality, in arts and entertainment, in recreational businesses, and 50% capacity restrictions for hair salons and nail salons that are hanging on by their fingernails. I mean, they need money now. They need money today, not a promise of some support programs that have yet to even be designed. So I don't understand why the province doesn't just announce another round of the $10,000 to $20,000 small business support grant that the province had used. But they haven't done that since April of 2021. These businesses are, I don't know, this is devastating news for so many. People are trying to understand why the government has had to take these steps. But if there's a restriction for even a single day, the government needs to step to the table. Otherwise, the thought that they, that the federal and provincial governments have the backs of business owners, well, that's just garbage. That hasn't been the case through the whole pandemic. And even the federal support programs, only one in five firms will qualify. The Deputy Prime Minister made changes to them just before Christmas as well. But even that, you have to have a 25% revenue loss in order to qualify for a nickel of wage support or a nickel of rent support. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know what governments are thinking. They're casting businesses out into the wilderness here, and many of them are going to fail forever.
You know, one of the lines that I took away from Premier Ford today was brace for impact, which is we're instituting these measures today, but, Omicron's still going to run rampant. And we know that that's not going to be isolated to Ontario. We know that that's going to be the reality of Omicron cases across the country. So, when you look at places like Quebec, which have instituted a curfew, or if you were to try to whisper in the ear of other provinces as they look to make their decisions. I sit here in Alberta where, we've probably got a more conservative business friendly government, but we'll probably take some measures as we sit maybe a couple weeks back from the rest of the country in terms of where our peak in escalation of Omicron looks like. What message would you want to send to the other provinces of Canada as they look and contemplate their particular measures, especially as it relates from the health of the business community?
Well, for one thing, if you think you might have to put in any restrictions at all, there needs to be an announcement of money that will flow the very day that those restrictions come in. But it's not like we've been doing this for I was sympathetic to governments in the first few weeks of the pandemic because they had to take quick action. They didn't know what the heck they were doing and they had to fashion programs out of thin air. But for goodness sakes, we've been doing this now for 2 years. If you think that there's going to be some restrictions in place, have a financial support program ready to go. Secondly, we all as Canadians have to ask ourselves, at what point are we going to have to stop doing this, stop using lockdowns as the primary public health tool in order to do this? I mean, public health officials have told us many times at CFIB that the reason that business restrictions are being put in place are not because the business activity is inherently risky, but it's to send a message to the public to take this seriously. And so the capacity restrictions on retail have very little to do with what's happening in the retail shop. It has more to do with the fact that they believe that the public will say, I can still go to the, since the mall's open, I can still go to my neighbor's house for a dinner party. And
Dan Kelly,
the disappointing part.
I'm going to leave that there. Dan Kelly, President and CEO of the Canadian Federation of Independent Business. Dan, thank you for coming on. Thank you for your thoughts, and I appreciate your perspective.
Anytime.
This is what I said. Dan alluded to it at the end, that Ford and his government don't lose with a lockdown. With an election on the horizon, if you lock down and the cases go up, you get to say, listen, I locked down. We did the best we could. If they go down, you pat yourself on the back.